The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Let me pull up the call center here just real quick. I don't know that I've mentioned it any time this hour at all, but we are continuing and we're finishing up our Bible League campaign. $5 provides a Bible for someone in the persecuted church. And the $5, that takes care of the printing, the shipping, and the distribution. It's incredible. But it's true. I have traveled all over the world with the Bible League, and I have seen it with my own eyes. I've experienced it. They are telling the truth. $5 provides a Bible. And these are for persecuted Christians around the world. That Bible will be, in almost all cases, the very first Bible they have ever owned, and it will be the most precious possession they have ever owned. You can become a part by dialing 800 Yes, word. 800-937-9673. 800-YES-WORD. And we were at $11,270. And I was hoping that we could reach $12,000 today. That were way over our goal. Our goal was $6,000. So again, I don't want to mislead anyone. We are way over our goal, but if we could get to 12,000, we would have doubled our goal. And I just believe there are still people in our audience that have not had the opportunity to give, and you'd like to become involved. And it would be great that if before 6 o'clock, I could report to you that we're over $12,000. Here's the number, 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or you go online to thewordcolumbus.com. Just simply click on the Bible League tab. Again, we are so close to $12,000. If you want to be involved, folks, if you want to become a part of this, just call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. You can help us get closer. Maybe you could even put us over $12,000. 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. During the next break, I'll pull up the call center and hopefully I'll have good news for you. I saw this story and I thought it was a parody. I thought, no, this can't be true, but it is. Headline, Seattle public schools say math is racist. Say what? Math? 2 plus 2, 4. 3 times 5 is 15. Math is racist? Have you noticed the movement from the liberal left to continue to divide us racially? The progressive left wants to keep us divided. Seattle public schools say math is racist. So I had to check it out. No, it's a real story. Here it is. The Seattle Public Schools Ethnic Studies Advisory Committee, the ESAC, the Ethnic Studies Advisory Committee, has released a rough draft of notes for its math ethnic studies framework. math, ethnic studies? No, this is an honest question, and maybe somebody can educate me, and I'm not trying to be facetious or smart. I'm really not. What is ethnic about math? White people learn math like black people, like Asian people. Math is math. 2 + 2 = 4, whether you're white, black, pink, purple, or some other color. Wow. Okay, the Seattle Public Schools Ethnic Studies Advisory Committee released rough draft notes for its math ethnic studies framework in late September, which attempts to, this is so important, which attempts to connect math to a history of oppression. Everything is victim. For the liberal left, you don't overcome, you're a victim. You're a victim. The reason you have problems, it's not your fault. It's never your fault. It's always somebody else's fault. You're the victim. You can't help it. Quote, the framework is broken into four different themes. Origins, identity, and agency. Power and oppression. History of resistance and liberation. And reflection and action. Okay, what in the world do any of those things have to do with math? Help me, somebody. I'm being serious. Somebody tell me what in the world those four different themes have to do with math. Origins, identity, and agency, power and oppression, history of resistance and liberation, and reflection and action. Math? The committee suggests that math is subjective and racist. Is there anything more objective than math? I mean, it's equations. The committee suggests that math is subjective and racist, saying under one section, I'm quoting, who gets to say if an answer is right? I am shaking my head wildly. I'd probably leave here with a headache. What do you mean, who gets to say if an answer is right? We're talking about math. We're not talking about philosophy, ideology. We're not talking about politics. We're talking about math. What do you mean, who gets to say if an answer is right? Under another section, it says, and I'm quoting, how is math manipulated to allow inequality and oppression to persist? Okay. Under this framework, students will be able to construct and decode mathematical knowledge, truth, and beauty so they can contribute to their communities. All right, that's the only sensible thing I've read out of this whole thing. But it doesn't end there. Furthermore, under this criteria, students will analyze the ways in which ancient mathematical knowledge has been appropriated by Western culture. Again, Western culture is the culprit. Wow. The students will analyze the ways in which ancient mathematical knowledge has been appropriated by Western culture and identify how math has been and continues to be used to oppress and marginalize people and communities of color. A new definition for insanity. The deadline for the final draft is September 1st, 2020. Tracy Castro Gill, Seattle's Ethnic Studies Director, told the local news in Seattle, quote, the goal is to disrupt the status quo and to do something different. This is the theme we hear from the liberal left all the time. How many times have you and I talked about this? Something comes up, there's a mass shooting, and the cry is what? What does everybody start crying? You with me? We got to do what? Fill in the blank. We have to do something. We got to do something. When there is a mass shooting, politicians come out of the woodwork, call press conferences, and they say, isn't it time we do something? We have to do something. The government has to do something. So here is the ethnic studies director for Seattle schools saying, the goal. The goal is not truth. The goal is not education. The goal is not to better the students. The goal is not to help the kids get ready for their life. No, the goal, and I'm quoting, the goal is to disrupt the status quo and do something different. Seattle Public Schools, math now is racist. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, every way the liberal left can try to divide us so that people will turn to them, because it's all about power, control. Wow. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
It really is true that truth is stranger than fiction any longer. Almost every day, probably not every day, but almost every day, I come across a story. In fact, I've come across three today. Three stories. I saw it, says, that's got to be a parody. This can't be true. No, can't be. And then I check it out, and it's true. Now, we used to do a lot of parodies here on Bob Burney Live, and sometimes I kind of miss them and think we should bring them back, and maybe we will. But we used to do a lot of parodies. It is getting more and more and more difficult to do parodies, because in order for it to be a good parody, it's got to be an absurd take on something that's real. You got to take something real and then make it absurd. The problem is, so many of the things around us are already completely absurd. How do you do a parody? For instance, this story, and I thought this was a parody. I thought this was Babylon Bee or something. No, it's not. This is a brand new story from CNN. Headline, this is again from CNN. Vatican launches $110 click to pray wearable rosary. Really? The rosary is going mobile. The Vatican announced the launch of the Click to Pray e-Rosary Wednesday. October is the month of the rosary. The e-Rosary is an app-driven device that can be worn as a bracelet. To activate it, all you have to do is make the sign of the cross, similar to how Catholics begin praying the rosary. Evidently, from reading this story, there is a motion sensor in this bracelet. It's got the beads on it. It's got a big cross. Evidently, it's got a motion sensor, and it can sense when you make the sign of the cross. When you make that motion, it opens the app. I'm just reading. Once activated, the wearer can choose between three different options to pray. There is the standard rosary, a contemplative rosary or a thematic rosary, which will be updated every year. The device shows the user's progress throughout each prayer and keeps track of each rosary completed. I guess it senses when you touch the beads, I guess, and I'm not making fun. I'm just trying to figure it out. The interactive device is a push from the Vatican to reach tech-savvy millennials and Generation Z. Quote, it serves as a tool for learning how to pray the rosary for peace in the world, according to a news release from the Vatican. The project is part of the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network, which brings together the best of the Church's spiritual tradition and the latest advances in the technological world. The e-rosary is available now from the Vatican for $110. Okay. Now, I'm sure that a whole lot of people and many Catholics are going to think that is absolutely wonderful. I don't know. I'll end with this. And I don't want to end on a negative note. But Nike, remember all the controversy when Nike chose Colin Kaepernick as their spokesperson and paid him several million dollars to be the spokesperson for Nike, the guy who, had pigs on his socks at practice for football. Police called them pigs. Refused to kneel to stand for the national anthem. Well, now Nike has chosen their next face, their next Nike campaign, Megan Rapinoe. Yeah, she is one of the captains of the U.S. soccer team that won the World Cup in July. She's the one that went on an obscene, profane rant about Donald Trump, said she would never, ever go to the blanking, blanking White House. Yeah. The one person on the women's U.S. soccer team that refused to stand for the pledge and the national anthem, the one individual on the entire soccer team that refused to stand for the pledge, she is the next face of Nike. I've never called for boycotts or anything like that, but I would keep that in mind next time you buy athletic equipment. Hey, got a new hero, Michael in Powell, called 800-YES-WORD. Michael in Powell, thank you so much for calling. That gets us even closer to $12,000. 800-YES-WORD, you can call tonight. Have a great evening, but please, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.